56-year-old Granquir says the dire humanitarian and economic situation in the country prompted him to cultivate his land in order to support his family.
Farming is the only way for our survival. Dollar is too high and life is so bad, and I decided to do farming in order to feed my children. I have 6 children and this does not need me to be relaxed. Farming is what our grandparents used to depend on.
Akur Kwalding, another resident of Bor Town, says she has depended on food provided by humanitarian organizations in displacement camps in Minkaman. She says recently she decided to grow her own food for her family after rations were suspended.
I have cultivated sorghum here to avoid depending on UN food in Nyamazi and Gwalior, and that is why I have decided to take the hoe and produce what to eat. When I have some excess, I will sell some to pay for my child's school fees. I may get 10 bucks from here.
In 2022, the World Food Programme suspended food assistance to 1.7 million people in South Sudan following a shortage of funding. Yuot Quirbol, a member of the South Sudan's People's Defense Forces, says repeated salary delays have forced him to look for alternative means of survival.
I am working for the government and the salary is not regular, and it is also not enough due to inflation. That is why I thought of cultivation. It is helping a lot. Now I will only lack things like oil, but not food anymore.
In May, South Sudan's Ministry of Trade launched a subsidized food center that distributes supplies to Juba stores, which are sold at affordable prices as a way to counter high market food prices. The ministry says it is working with local farmers to produce more food for local markets to curb dependency on food imports from neighboring countries. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Juba.